Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Go with me to our vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Did you hear that? The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He says in Psalms 133, where there's unity, God commands the blessing. He commands the blessing. Where there's unity, where people get along and are in agreement with God. You see, that produces unity that God blesses. But when you're in disagreement, you're at war with God, He can't help you out because you're trying to do it yourself. You see this? So peace is the bond. That's why it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Peace, connected to Christ, connected to the Holy Spirit. Peace is stuck in the Spirit. So when you don't have peace, you can rest assured the Holy Spirit's not involved in it. Because it's bound to peace. And that's why we need to understand peace. And we're gonna understand it in here. And I'm going to tell you what, it's really going to help you in life. Let's read this together. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We have to learn to discern good and evil. But that's developed through you growing up and developing in the Word of God, the Bible. Are we making sense? So we don't want to just grow old. Remember I said that last week. We want to grow up. So we want to grow up, up. And as we're growing up, we're getting stronger and stronger in advancing God's kingdom. You see this? So now, he says solid food belongs to those who are of full age, maturing. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses, their emotions, their feelings, exercised to discern both good and evil. Folks, you can discern when you are connected to Christ and advancing His kingdom. You can discern what's next to you and who's next to you. But if you're not in it, you'll get connected with anybody. I've seen single mothers come here, get on board, and really start to change. Employment, everything starts working. Kids, they got three kids, and some knucklehead comes along who doesn't want anything to do with God and comes in, and they get connected to that, and you don't see them anymore. I've seen them. I see it in Sydney. They're miserable. They're struggling. That's really how it is. But when you apply these principles and you begin to work them, they'll work. They do. They work. And you begin, you're fulfilled. You have peace and fulfillment because you're in the fight. You're fighting for what? The right things. See, this is contrary to the world. Are you with me? This is partially what our boy Trump was saying, fight for. Now, I'm not getting political on you. I'm just trying to show you. Our values, our moral. You see that? That's what it is. You're fighting for your family. You're fighting for your marriage. You're fighting for all this so you can advance God's kingdom. Because Jesus is coming.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, that's real.
Yep.
So remember it said, verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. The word of righteousness. Now, I want to read this meaning of this word righteousness to you real quick. Righteousness means state. It's a state of righteousness. So we should live out of, as believers in God, and we're born again, we should live out of righteousness. This is what righteousness means. Are you listening to me? It says, the state of him who is as he ought to be. From the Strong's Concordance. The state of him who is as he ought to be. So in other words, when you're living out of this, you're living out of a state of how it ought to be. And you start making your decisions, your thoughts, your choices out of that now, because that goes back to what God originated and intended your life for. You see, all this confusion and chaos and destruction comes from the fall. But when you get back to righteousness, you're getting back to what God originated and intended your life for. Now, it means the condition, righteousness means the condition acceptable to God. The condition acceptable to God, to be in right standing with God. That's what righteousness means. Now, it says in Romans 5:17, we talked about this several months ago, that we've been given the free gift of righteousness, that we can reign in life, rule in life. You rule in life when you live out of that righteousness. It's not performance. It's how you receive. How you receive what God is saying to you. How you to respond towards your wife, towards your husband, towards your boss at work, towards people, towards the news, what you hear on the news. You're starting to make your responses out of that relationship with God. You see that? Now you're starting to live out of this kingdom. You paying attention? We want to live out of this kingdom. In Luke 17:21, Jesus said this. He said, the kingdom of God, it's not over here or over there, or over there. It's within you. The kingdom of God is within you. And that's what Jesus is telling us. He wants us to live out of this kingdom. And we can, and we will. When you start to grow in your faith and understanding, you start to make your decisions out of this kingdom. I like what Socrates said. He said, he who fails to look within will always do without. Will always do without. You see, when you fail to look within, in this kingdom, and you try to make your decision, and then you stop doing that, and then you start fighting for it, that's doing without. You're doing without. That's why you're mad and upset all the time, because you're doing without what you want. God knows what you really need and what you long for, and he wants to give it to you, but it has to be his way. You see that? I know that makes sense. So we want to live out of righteousness. Because we're going to be tested in life, right? Anybody ever been tested? Now think about this. Think about what I'm saying. Anybody remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You know, they're the three Hebrew boys. And they were in Daniel chapter 3. They were standing before King Nebuchadnezzar. You should read it, Daniel chapter 3. It's just a little chapter. Just read it. It makes sense. They were standing before King Nebuchadnezzar, and King Nebuchadnezzar had built a golden image And he wanted everybody to worship him because he wanted to control. So he looks at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he says, okay, you bow down, and I want you to worship this statue. He's saying, I want you to worship me. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, no, we, the God we worship and serve, will deliver us. Amen. He says, well, I'm going to throw you in the fire. The fiery furnace. And the furnace he was talking about was heated up, and the men that were putting them in the fire, the flesh burned off of them. It was so hot. Now think about this. So now he says, they'll do it now when they know how hot it's going to get. He says, we're going to put you in the furnace. And they said, nope. The God we serve will deliver us. But then they said, the God we serve will deliver us. But they said, even if he doesn't, we won't bow. Amen. We won't bow, we won't bend, and we won't burn. Amen. And King Nebi says, okay. He throws them in the fire. And he's standing back and he's looking in the fire. None of them were burning. He looked in there. It looks like a fourth one was in there. That's a Christophany. Christ showed up before the cross. He showed up in there and he's with them protecting them. How many of you know you're going to go through things and you think it's never going to happen? Christ will show up. When you think it's the worst part of your life. Yeah. So he's in there with them, and they come out, and they don't even smell like smoke. Now listen to me. This is huge. So before they went into the fire, they made a decision. We're going to obey God. You see, your obeying God should never, never be on how your obedience is reciprocated. Did you hear what I said? You do not want your obedience to hinge and be connected to how you are reciprocated. You see that? So if you're in a marriage that's rough, you keep doing God's will and doing what's right. Stay true to who you are. Don't base it on their reciprocation. Are you listening to me? We don't obey God based on how we are reciprocated. We obey God because he's Lord, and he's the one we're going to serve, and he's the one that is going to get us through this thing. Are we making sense? And you can't worry about what people think. Because, see, they could have bowed out because of what people thought. Now, listen. They jumped into the fire. They went through all it. And then they came out. And they didn't even smell like smoke. The whole city, all of Jerusalem, began to worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. King Nebuchadnezzar, we're going to worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You paying attention? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were stable in what they believed and who they were. It talks about in Isaiah prophesied, he prophesied in Isaiah 33:6. He said, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of your salvation.
Hallelujah.
Now think about this. They had stability, and they knew what they believed. When you know who you are, you're stable.
Amen.
Listen, stability releases ability. Stability releases ability. Ability, look it up. Power. Power. Power in your life. You need power? Get stable in who you are in Christ. Am I making sense? This is good stuff. Go to Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness. Remember? State of how it ought to be acceptable to God. You remember that? The kingdom, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what the kingdom of God is. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So when you live out of that, the fruit of it is peace. When you live out of righteousness, it produces peace. Every time. But you got to develop that out of the word of righteousness. You see? And it's developed through the things you go through and to see when you're in the fight or not. And then it produces peace. And peace is powerful. The Bible says that the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. The word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. Mental illness isn't going to be a part of your life when you understand what we're talking about. Now look, this is huge. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Peace is bound to the Holy Spirit. God's calling you and I in the days we're living in to live out of this kingdom. Now look at this. Give me the next one. This is so good. Are you ready? Get this. For he who serves Christ. I used to think Christ was Jesus' last name. This is when I first come to Christ. I thought, you know, that's Jesus Christ. Christ isn't his last name. Christ is a description of who he is. He's the anointed one. He's the Messiah. It means Messiah and the anointed one and his anointing. So when we are in Christ, we have access to his anointing. You see that? Because we're anointed. It says in Isaiah 10:27, that because of the anointing, the yoke will be destroyed and the burden will be lifted. You see, when you serve Christ and the anointing, it lifts burdens off of you. It destroys yokes that are trying to hold you back from going forward in life because you are in the anointing. Are we making sense? Because you're serving out of righteousness. Now listen. For he who serves Christ, remember, that's the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And now he's saying, for he who serves Christ, you know, I used to think Christ was his last, you know, Judas Iscariot. I used to think Judas Iscariot, I thought Iscariot was his last name. That's not his last name. That's a Palestinian word. It means backstabber. Huh. You see, when you don't understand what we're saying, you'll trust a Judas to be a part of your life. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get stabbed. Am I making sense? And betrayed. But when you understand this, your discernment is going to come up and raise up. And you're not gonna go to the gas station to get your sushi. You're gonna understand who's next to you. Come on, am I making sense, folks? Now look, he who serves Christ, You know what? You serve Christ. You serve your spouse. Donita fixes my plate. She's serving Christ when she's serving me. Oh, man, I was eating that hot dog like, man, it come from heaven. That's got a little something on it, right? That's the way I do her. We serve each other that way. That's the way it ought to be all the time, not some of the time, all the time.
Right.
You see that? Even when you don't feel like it, you're serving Christ. You see, what you're doing is you're destroying things that are trying to come in and burden you to get you out of the fight, to get you away from the fight, from what's really important in life.
Right.
Your children, your grandchildren, your marriage, your finances.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we making sense?
Yep.
All right, now look at this. look. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God. Remember? Righteousness makes you acceptable. When you serve out of that, you're acceptable to God. Now look. Acceptable to God. It says when a man, Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him. We need God's wisdom.
Right.
We need God's wisdom.
Yes.
In the day we live in.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me?
Amen.
When we have this dependency on God and we're living out of this kingdom, we're receiving his wisdom. We're receiving his wisdom on how to make decisions, how to make choices. You see this? We need God's wisdom. He says in Proverbs 13, he who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. You see? Listen to me. You don't have to be a fool for your life to be destroyed. You just have to be a companion with a fool. You better know who's next to you. And you better know who's next to you. Even sitting there on that couch.
Yes, sir.
You better know. Am I making sense? I said, am I making sense, folks?
Yep.
This is huge. I can't tell you how important it is. But when we serve God out of this kingdom, he gives you peace. And he puts it together.
He sure does.
When you have peace, you know.
Yep.
You know that you know.
That's right.
I was sitting on that lawn out there. Donita was sitting there with me, and we were looking at all these kids laughing and enjoying myself. All these cars running by, motorcycle revving it up, going by, trying to get your attention. I'm looking at all this, and I'm telling you, I was just flooded with peace. And I knew I was in the will of God. All I can say, it was just like no conflict, just the will of God. Is this making sense? Come on, is it making sense?
Yep.
And I don't do it all the time. I'm not perfect, so don't be getting a magnifying glass out on me. You might find you some little something. But now listen, you see this? This is huge. We want to live out of this kingdom. Now look, these things acceptable to God, now watch this, approved by men. In other words, that here's what people do. They work with people. They'll come home at the dinner table, or they'll just walk in the house. How was your day? Oh, you know, so-and-so doing this and doing that, and I can't believe what they're trying to do. They just go off. See, that's strife. You're bringing strife into your house because of so-and-so. You see, you're bowing. You're wanting reciprocation from somebody who can't give it to you. You see this? And you are bringing the strife in, and it's taking your peace. Did you get what I said? And guess what else it's doing? It's affecting your children. It's affecting and infecting your children. When you come in and you got to tell everybody everything that happened to you that day, You ought to come in like full of joy and peace. It was a good day because I was in the good fight. I'm fighting for the good. It was a good day. You see that? Every day is a good day.
Yeah.
Come on now. Are you catching this? When you're in the good fight, you have peace. I'm not going to come home and dump all this toxicity on my family and my wife and my children and expect good to come out of that. When you do that, you're the one the enemy's using because you're not in the fight. You want everything to go your way. When God is trying to challenge you and show you something about you that you need to change at work and how you need to serve those people as Christ, you serve them just like they're Jesus. Are you listening to me? I remember when I left Miles Laboratories to come up here and preach. I worked there for 22 years. I had a boss. I had one boss. I really believe that's all he thought about was how miserable he could make me. He would come up with things that I wasn't even supposed to do. But God showed me. I started praying for him. I started praying I was like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What you got today, big boy? I served him. He just never could figure me out. Then he would start coming and talking to me when nobody was around about his family and about things. And then people would come in to the area because I was back in this one area by myself when I'd be in the analytical lab. I'd be back in the analytical lab. He'd come in and he'd talk to me. And then somebody else said, he'd run out of there. He didn't want anybody to know he was back there talking to me. Some of you don't like it when people know where you go to church. You go to this church, people are going to say stuff. You should be glad.
Yeah.
Because you're in the fight. You're not going to be in this church and not
That's
be in the
right.
fight. You should be glad. If they say something about you, you say, praise God.
That's right.
Listen. And then the day I'm leaving to go in the ministry, the whole place got together. I worked there for 22 years. I never once saw anybody leave like this. I'm leaving. They threw this big party. I mean, they had a cake congratulating me. And then you know what they do? They take up a collection. They take up a collection, and there's this pile of money for me to go into the ministry. We know you're going where you belong. We see it on you, Fred. Now look. And then the meanest one, the honoriest one, comes up and hugs me right in front of everybody. Tears in his eyes. I'm telling you the truth. And I thought, I don't believe this. I just could not believe it. I'm standing there and I'm seeing. And then he realized what he was doing and he caught himself. He took off running. Like he used to do when people would catch him back there talking to me. But it was out of his hands.
Right.
Did you see this? And I'm thinking, that's what this is talking about. Proved by men. People aren't going to tell you. They're going to know you're passing the test.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.